Friday, June 9th. Ehrlichman was up today for meeting with the president at 11 o'clock. It's a beautiful sunny day. We went over to meet the president at Birch. He had a fire going in the fireplace, which is sort of incredible. Meeting covered the general domestic issues. First, however, he talked a little about state and the United Nations. Ehrlichman just back from the environment conference. Went over the lousy handling of arrangements and that sort of thing. Then on Ruckel's house, president's view is that he has to veto the water bill, so that'll screw up the environmentalists, and he's got to keep Ruckel's house in to keep them happy. We talked about considering Jim Lynn from Commerce. Feels we have to rule out Ruckel's house because of environment, although he would be good at justice, and that Ehrlichman is to explain this to Kleindienst. Get the president out of it. On higher education, they agreed they'd have to sign it, but blast the busing section hard so that we can establish a plan for busing. On busing, it was agreed timing is the key thing, that we should wait till September for the constitutional amendment when school starts and busing is in people's minds, rather than doing it now when they're not worried about it. On the water bill, it's a bad bill and too expensive, so we'll veto it based on Proposition 9's failure in California. The veto will probably be overridden, but then we'll blame Congress for having to put in a new tax to pay for it. On the veterans bills, he told Ehrlichman to make a deal with Teague to get us out of that. On H.R. 1, there's some concern that if we hang too tight on demanding passage of it, that it may actually pass and defeat our Machiavellian plot. Our congressional tactic overall has got to be to screw things up. President emphasized we need to develop key lines on each issue, some positive points regarding our position, and that we need savage attack lines against the McGovern positions. That we really need four major thrust lines on foreign policy, surrender, amnesty, left-wing extremism. The way to handle McGovern is by attack, not positive. We can't use a soft shoe approach. We need now to zero in on the four key thrusts. Get McGovern tagged as an extremist. Don't give any ground regarding the fact that he's changed his position. The president then made the point that the difference between a conservative radical and a liberal radical is that the conservative is consistent. That's why he's conservative, whereas the liberal will change in order to win. The conservative would rather lose and maintain his principle. The liberal would rather win and then try to bring his principles into effect. People around McGovern know what power is, and they want it at any cost, so they'll change their positions to get it. We've got to emphasize, looking at his record, that speaks louder than his words, his ADA voting record, and so on. Use guilt by association by bringing in Abby Hoffman, Jerry Rubin, Angela Davis. Recognize that a left-wing radical is different than a right-wing radical, that they all wore flags and rode police cars during the 70 election, then took them off the day after the election, even Mike Mansfield. We should get a maximum number of pictures of ratty people around McGovern, the messy kids and so on, while we go for the all-out square America. We have to take on McGovern now because we're in a race with the McGovern cleanup. The best way is for prominent Democrats, veterans, labor leaders, and so forth, put the fear of God into people. On aid to parochial schools, we'll wait for the platform and let it be handled there, but just be sure we do better than the Democrats. Then he got into the question of why the Nixon margin shrunk in 68. This is based on the Gallup poll that shows him now the highest he's been since September 68 versus the opposition, but oddly enough in exactly the same position as he was in September of 68. He thinks that the margin shrank between September and the election because maybe running around the country making speeches isn't the right thing to do. The momentum theory may be wrong. Secondly, that they had a big event, the bombing hall. Third, that we got shafted by the press, and this is the main reason. Our campaign made no difference because it wasn't reported. We then got the report from Colson on the Muskie press conference where he did not withdraw in favor of McGovern, which is good news for us. The president made the point strongly to Ehrlichman that we should tilt all issues to the right, that we should not blur the difference. We should work on the basis of winning over conservative Democrats, not trying to move to the middle or to the left. Abruptly, at about 7:15 this evening, the president called me, said he was going to go home. How fast could we get up his helicopter? And he whipped off at 8 o'clock, so I drove on home a little later. End of June 9th.